Yes, yes, and yes with all roofs. Even a metal roof that has some emissivity properties, low emissivity properties, still the radiant barrier is what you want. A radiant barrier is a radiant barrier. A roof is a roof. Insulation's insulation. Everything has its place and its purpose, and the radiant barrier has a very important one here.
Well, hold on. Okay, so that's a foil-back decking.
That's a radiant barrier.
Right, but yep. He's not talking about, you're not saying the foil on top. I just want to make that clear.
No, it's used as a radiant barrier. The foil faces the attic.
Okay, because there seems to be this move again. Mm-hmm. I see houses going in where they're putting this foil on the roof and putting the shingles on top of it.
That's blind ignorance in the industry, and what those are is, it is a radiant barrier. They're putting it and using it as an underlayment. When it becomes an underlayment and you put the roof on it, it no longer acts as a radiant barrier, just an underlayment. Okay. And if you read the specs on that, and nobody seems to understand that, somebody spends a lot of money writing these specifications, putting these booklets together. Nobody reads them. And then you get a bunch of propaganda out there, and then all of a sudden, you're a genius. Sad.